Thanks for coming. Most of us are on this side. So I try to keep that in mind. Can all of you hear me? Okay. If anytime you can't, just raise your hand and I might see it. And I'll try to speak a little louder. We're going to start a new study today. And while I think of it, I thought Brian did an outstanding job, and my understanding is he has some other lessons he can share with us later, and I thought the one in our meeting did an outstanding job. So here's generally our format. We're going to look at 2 Corinthians. Now, when I was growing up, you know, we emphasized Luke and Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, Hebrews, maybe Revelation. My thought was, well, what about the other books in the Bible? I look back on it, the thinking was, we've sort of graduated from the others, and so we're ready for the more challenging sections. I might challenge that. So here's what we're going to do each week. We'll have our prayer. We're going to alternate. One week, I'll have the prayer, and Jody's going to have it next week. So whatever he wants to share with us, whatever's on his mind is fine. If you think it's important for someone to be included in the prayer, tell Jody. What I'm going to try to do, just look at what we're emphasizing this summer. And Monday we had Memorial Day, didn't we? For a lot, there's graduation. Either high school or I guess I need to say university. Certainly we always want to pray either for Belize and India, don't we? And our new study, 2 Corinthians. And then we have a lot of, they're either sick or bereaved. And I'll assume some are going to be away traveling today, so we have a lot we could pray for. Let's begin with a prayer. Again, Father, we're just so thankful that we have the privilege of prayer. Father, we're thankful for those that were willing to give their life for our country. We're especially mindful of those that have reached the milestone in their life of graduating. We pray that in the future they can be used mightily in your service. And Father, we are so thankful for the work in Belize and in India. And we pray that your richest blessings will be on them. Bless us now in our study as we look at 2 Corinthians. Be with those of our number that are sick, bereaved, and even those that are traveling today. Again, thank you for Jesus. His wonderful name we pray. Amen. Now, I'm going to be using the New King James. And so let me read chapter 1 from the New King James. And using the outline that I found in several of my New King James. And remember, Jody will have the prayer, if I remember right, next Sunday. And I appreciate, I know he'll do a great job. Okay, we're going to begin just the greeting. Verses 1 and 2, or if you like a more fancy word, the salutation. Then comfort in suffering, verses 3 through 7. Now, so I won't forget it, we've had a fire. We've had a break-in. Looked like a tornado was the inside of the house. We live in a world where there's trouble, affliction, suffering. Can we be comforted? And then deliverance from suffering. Can we be delivered from trouble even in this life? So that will be verses 8 through 11. And then Paul is sincere. Now, some of his critics thought, oh, you know, he'll say maybe yes, but he means no. Can't rely on him. Well, yes, you can. So that will be verses 12 through 14. And then there it is in chapter 1. I want to spare the church, and that includes those of you in Corinth. And so that will be verses 15 through 24. So the beginning of class each week, we'll have a prayer, we'll have a reading, and then guess what? I'm going to let you talk, if you will, most of the time. And if I have to put my notes up, okay. So, do you have a comment you'd like to make on that chapter, 2 Corinthians? Do you have a question about something in that chapter, in 2 Corinthians? Is there another passage you would like to mention in regard to that chapter and 2 Corinthians? So, and I'm a little hard of hearing, so I'll probably go from one side to the other. More of you on this side today. But let you talk first. And then if there's any time left, and the clock in the foyer will be the authority. I think I'm a little slower, but that will be our authority. And if time permits, I have some thoughts I want to share with you. Just think about it. Let me recommend in 2 Corinthians, I'm going to assume you know 1 Corinthians. So that's 1 Corinthians. We're going to emphasize 2 Corinthians. This is the letter that tells us a lot about Paul, doesn't it? Now, I'll first admit, if I'm not careful, I think, you know, Paul was flawless, sinless. Was he? No. He had some flaws. He had some sins. But he needed Christ. And so I hope the emphasis will be, he still turned to God, didn't he? And he needed Jesus, even though he was a great spiritual man. So look for that. He could get upset, frustrated, irritated, whatever word you want to use. But there was someone higher than him. There was God. So I want you to emphasize, if you will, what's said about God in that chapter? Now, like today, it's very apparent, isn't it? More than one. Sometimes you'll have to really think. Maybe read the chapter several times. But I'm going to share with you, there's something in that chapter about God. Now, think the end of our survey. 13 things you remember at least about God. And then you might find it interesting, the references to God or the Father, to the Son or Jesus, and then occasionally even the Holy Spirit. So I'll try to do that. And I will share with you the word I came up with about God. And then for each chapter, what are you going to try to remember from it? So you have 13 things at least about God, and 13 things at least you're going to try to remember, and not just remember, but live. And I'll try to remember, I'll share with you today what I gleaned from chapter 1. And most of the time it's easy, but sometimes it's very hard, difficult, challenging. So and also, it might help you. Read it as a letter. Forget about the chapters and verses. Read it as a letter, beginning to end. Oh, you might say, oh, that's a long book. Might be a surprise. Wouldn't take very long to read the 13 chapters. This is Paul's letter. Second letter to Corinth. Let me stop. Maybe you've already thought what you'd like to comment or ask about chapter 1, or what you'd like to ask or say about it. So we'll start to my right. Any of you? And I will admit, when I went to the Ukraine, you know, we're supposed to make a sentence or two in English and then let your translator. That was hard to do because I was used to get up, bang, bang, bang. And I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but some of you might say, why don't you sit down and shut up? And I might agree with you. Okay, anyone? On my left. Now, comment? Question? Now, if I haven't dealt with the question in my notes, I might say, well, let's just wait a week. And we can think about the question. We can pray about the question. We can open the book about the question. And then I'll guarantee you, after we have the prayer and the reading, what will be the first item on the agenda? This question was asked, and I'll let you answer it first before I do. And maybe I won't have to, because you will have answered it. Okay, I'll try to talk, share with you some of these things. Now, I find 3 major sections in 2 Corinthians. Chapters 1 through 7, whatever word you want to use, I like the ministry of Paul. And you know that chapters 8 and 9 are among my favorites. Giving, money. We'll look forward to that, won't we? And then the third major section will be chapters 10 through 13. And I like the word apostleship. Paul really defends this apostleship, doesn't he? Hey, I'm genuine. I'm sincere. I'm reliable. So for chapter 1, undoubtedly the key word would be comfort. And I try to remember 2 Corinthians chapter 1, a God of comfort. So how did God comfort Paul? How did Paul comfort the brethren? And that included Corinth. And then, how can we be comforted today? I'm assuming we've all had our troubles and afflictions and whatever you want to call it, or suffering. And so we're comforted. I probably, in the past, and still would select verse 3 as the key. Happy, praise. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Father of what? Mercies. We really need mercy, don't we? And the God of what? Some comfort? No, my Bible says all comfort. Wow. God of mercy? God of comfort? Jesus Christ is Lord? He should be. Don't we sing that? He's our owner, our master. Isn't he merciful? Wow. Compassionate? Can he comfort us? Father, I've been on earth. I know what it's like to have trouble and affliction and suffering. And later, if I don't forget, there's a reference to the Spirit. All in this one chapter. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Let me share. Now, I will not claim this is exhaustive. This is the New King James. Let's begin in verse 1. The greeting. Paul and what is he? Not just a disciple, what else? An apostle. An apostle of Jesus Christ. Was it his thinking or someone else's? He says, by the will of God. And Timothy, our brother. Now, Timothy is mentioned as we go through the book. Who else is really going to be mentioned often? Paul and
Silas.
Okay, Titus. Look for, and then there is Silas too. Think of all in the first century. Paul was older. But he liked for some of those that were a little younger to be around him, didn't he? So, can we get comfort from one another? To the church of God. Think of the church in Corinth and their background and what you could say if you wanted to insult them. Paul says, I'm writing to you as the church of God, which is at Corinth. Now remember, this is a seaport town. They're from all over in the empire. Did all of them accept the lifestyle of God? Or had they accepted really what they thought about it, the lifestyle of the world? So, with all the saints who are in all Achaia. Might find it interesting to look up a map. Where was Corinth? Macedonia is going to be in our chapter. What chapters or churches were in Macedonia? And where, as we know Greece today, would we be talking about north, south, where? So, I found it very challenging when Doug had the minor prophets. You remember sometimes he had a map? That prophet, here's where he lived. I found that challenging. And then also, he would say, here's what the Hebrew and Greek words meant. I appreciated that. If the prophet was using Hebrew, what it meant. New Testament writer was using Greek, what it meant. We're reading from a translation, aren't we? This is an English translation. Was it written in English? My understanding is the old was Hebrew and Aramaic. The new was the Greek they spoke every day. And of course, then they applied some of the words they were familiar with. They had a spiritual meaning. But so, I still agree with Dr. Lewis's answer. It's, you know, we have all these English translations. Which one? His answer was the one you will read, the one you will study, and the one you will follow. That's a pretty good answer, isn't it? The one you will read, the one you will study, and the one then you will try to follow, obey, live according to. Verse 2, grace to you. I like the word favor. Favor to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it dawned on me one day, hey, I have brothers and sisters in both Russia and the Ukraine. Now, I realize there's a war going on between them. And I think you know which side our country's on, and I am too. But, and then it also dawned on me one day, hey, I have some brothers and sisters in Israel and Gaza. Now, they're at war, aren't they? Grace and peace. Favor and peace. We live in a world today. Some parts of the world. Be nice if they had some real peace. God of peace. Prince of peace. Gospel of peace. So, we continue the reading then, verses 3 through 7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation. Now, if I remember right, it'd be chapter 11. Wow. That's a list, isn't it? I haven't suffered like Paul did in chapter 11, anywhere near it. And then on top of that, wonder how the churches are doing. Wonder how they're doing in Corinth. Some like me, and some there don't. They're talking about, did everyone like Jesus? Some, hopefully many did, but some didn't. Now, one of our thoughts in our survey is some in Corinth liked Paul, but some didn't. Oh, he's not an apostle. He's not reliable. Don't pay any attention to him. But he wrote at least two letters, didn't he, to them, 1 and 2 Corinthians, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Now, hopefully we can comfort one another, but sometimes we let one another down, don't we? He doesn't. Heaven doesn't let us down, do they? So, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, Saul of Tarsus, the persecutor, comes the Apostle Paul that's persecuted. So, oh yes, don't overlook, Paul really suffered for the cause of Christ. But he looked to God, he could help his brothers and sisters, and he could be comforted by Timothy and Titus and Silas and all the others in his life. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation, and what else? I like that word, don't you? Salvation. Which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Or if you want to use the word comfort, it's fine with me. If I'm comforted, you're comforted. That's what I want for you. And I really like verse 7. For our hope for you is what? Steadfast, is it? Reliable. Now, look for this as we go through the book. I'm going to suggest for chapter 1, Paul cared. He really cared for Corinth and their welfare. And he's going to go for caring, and he's going to emphasize often in the letter, I love you. I want what's best for you. And I still remember that one spring meeting. Come a Christian. Go to heaven. Isn't that what it's all about? The final analysis? This life, you're a Christian. You can have abundant blessings now. Also, we sometimes say, oh, life, and I'm deliberately using the word, ain't fair. Well, sometimes it's not. I've been asked, how would you describe heaven? Probably, I would use the word, well, it's going to be fair there. This life, sometimes we say, oh, it's not fair. And we probably have to agree and say, yes, it's not. But it's going to be fair in heaven. So, I like that. Because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. But if we continue reading, Paul believed, I've been delivered. Who delivered me? For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble or tribulation, which came to us in Asia. Now remember, they use Asia differently from we do. We think one part of the world, when Asia's mentioned, they were thinking more about Western Turkey. So might be interesting, Bible geography, and then how well we know our geography. Now, my reading revealed, we like to debate, was this the riot at Ephesus, the book of Acts, or was it another period that they were familiar with? We're not. Where Paul really, there was trouble, tribulation. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia. that we were burdened beyond measure. Can you picture Paul having that reaction? Above strength, so that we despaired even of life? Do you remember at least two of the prophets, and they even said it to God, I'd rather die than live. That was Elijah and Jonah. I like to give the title to Jonah, the reluctant missionary. He didn't want to be successful in Nineveh, did he? Was he glad when he saw how the people in Nineveh responded? Or did he get sort of upset about it, pouted about it? So, can you picture Elijah and Jonah saying, well, God, I'd rather die than live. I've had it. I don't want any more. I can't see my way through. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. That we, and then here's the key, isn't it? Here, very first part of the letter. That we should not trust in whom? Ourselves. But in God. Now, that's easier said than done, isn't it? Oh, I trust in Harry Darrow. Paul said it'd be better for us to trust in God. Oh, I trust in the president. No, it'd be better to trust in God, wouldn't it? I'm going to assume you either like or dislike, but... And maybe this is a point. I sort of dislike some things about both Biden and Trump. Both of them. Both sides of the aisle. Whatever party you're thinking about, or I should have be listed as an independent. I'll let you check and see what I'm listed as. But now I look back, I'd have been better if I had just been an independent. So, can you? Some like Jesus, some didn't. Some like Paul, some didn't. Doesn't the book say then don't be surprised some will like you and some won't if you're trying to be a Christian? Who delivered us from so great a death. And does deliver us in whom we trust. That he will still what? Been faithful in the past? He's going to be faithful in the present and the future? Is that what Paul's really saying? Brethren. God has been faithful. He's not going to change. And he has the ability and power to deliver us. Now, I'm not saying we don't have a lot of power, but my reaction is sometimes I wonder, we and the Israelis, have they released all of the hostages? With all of the power that we have. And I get myself in trouble, but I'll say it. Anyway, if the Russians with all of their military might couldn't do it in Afghanistan, who is to think that we with the same military might, now I will agree our value system should be different. Were we able to do it? Thought a lot about that. Surely we'd all agree we could have left a little better, but we might disagree on how we should have left. But God can deliver us. And then look at verse 11. Who also helping together in, what did Paul often say in his letters? What did he want them to do for him? Pray for us. I still remember what Billy Voss said. Do you? We're praying for you. He would go through the directory and pray for everyone in it. That included us. I've never forgotten that. Paul liked the prayers of his brethren, didn't he? That thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. So, comfort in suffering, deliverance in suffering. Come to verse 12. For our boasting, I like the word confidence a little better. For our confidence or boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience. And Jody, I thought you did an excellent job when you talked about our conscience. That we conducted ourselves in the world, how? In simplicity and godly sincerity. Not with what kind of wisdom? Didn't James talk about there's worldly wisdom and then there's heavenly wisdom? We better act according to heavenly or spiritual wisdom rather than the wisdom of this world. Not with fleshly wisdom. There it is again. But by the what of God? Grace. But by the favor of God. But by the deliverance or blessing of God, and more abundantly toward you. For we are not writing any other things to you than what you read or understand. Now I trust you will understand, maybe now and then. How he says, even to the end. I understand this. I hope you do too. For also you have understood us in part, that we are your boast, as you also are ours. In what day? Now there's the Lord Jesus Christ. In the day of the Lord Jesus. I've done it. I'm real thankful for our judicial system. But isn't the joke, get the right lawyer and pay out the money? They might find some loopholes. I still believe, though, we live in a country. Why do they want to come to the United States of America? Now, I will use the word, the border is complicated. I really don't have the answer that will solve everything. But why are we having a problem at the southern border? Now, I've been to Mexico from both Texas and Arizona. You know what my reaction was? Hey, I wouldn't mind living in the United States of America. Even, I would be the first one to say, even though we still have some improvements to make. Hey, I'd sort of like to come to this country and enjoy the benefits of it. And in this confidence, I intended to come to you before that you might have a second blessing. Now, I think Brian and I, if Paul and his company were here today, we wouldn't mind listening to him, would we? And in this confidence, I intended to come to you before that you might have a second benefit, to pass by way of you to Macedonia, to come again from Macedonia to you, that would be Corinth, and be helped by you on my way to where? Judea, Holy Land. Therefore, when I was planning this, did I do it lightly? I wonder sometimes, you know, the media leaves the impression. They want to say yes or no. Oh, the president today said yes. Or the president said no. I'm more interested in why. Why did he say yes? Why did he say no? Why did he reach that conclusion? Whether I agree or not. Why? What's behind? But, you know, old Paul's said one thing and he did another. He said, I'm going to visit you. He didn't. You can't pay any attention to him. He's unreliable. Some translations would even use the word fickle. Was Paul fickle? Was he unreliable? Or the things I plan, do I plan according to the flesh? That with me there should be yes, yes, and no, no. But as God is what? Faithful. Our word or message to you was not yes and do. Or no. For the Son of God, there's another reference to Jesus. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all the promises of God, in him are yes, and in him amen. To the glory of God through us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us in is God. Now look at verse 22. Who also has what? Sealed us. Who's our owner? And given us the what? Spirit. So you have the Father, you have the Son, you have the Holy Spirit. All the beginning of this book or letter. Moreover, I call God as witness against my soul, that to spare you, I came no more to Corinth. Not that we have dominion over your faith. Did Paul say, hey, I'm an apostle. Better do what I say right now. Or did he say, hey, this is in your best interest for now and eternity. Word of caution. Elder, say to the congregation, hey, I'm an elder. Do what I say. Now, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but those of us that are parents or now grandparents, it might work occasionally. But most time it does. Hey, I'm your parent. Better do what I say. Oh, really? They might say, why? And they want us to explain the why, whether they agree with it or not. But our fellow workers for your joy, which did Paul want for them? Joy or suffering? Now, we live in a world there's going to be suffering, but there can be joy now and then heaven. So, for by faith you what? You stand. I'm going to wait the next week, and I see my time is up. I finally came up with God cares. And everything said about God in what we know as 2 Corinthians 1, to me, says, hey, God cares. Paul cares. Is that what he's saying? And I can care about you in Corinth. And then, what about Sanford? Should it be then if there are any people in town that care, that's where you need to go. Now, what I glean from the chapter, then we'll close in this, watch your speech. That could include your planning, couldn't it? Could that include how you use the simple words yes or no? Comfort of God. God says, you're my child, better watch what you say, how you say it. Words can be very powerful. So, thanks for coming. We'll look forward to next week, chapter 2. Anything impress you about God in chapter 2? What will you remember about chapter 2? So, good to have all of you, and especially our visitors.